Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A top Islamic State official in Afghanistan, Abu Sayyaf, has been killed. It happened in a U.S. airstrike. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis called the strike a sign U.S. efforts to counter the Islamic State in Afghanistan are going, in his words, in the right direction. The battle for the Iraqi city of Mosul has gone underground as helicopters hover over the city. Surviving Islamic State militants, both women and children, are now all wearing suicide vests and fighting from basements and tunnels under the decimated sliver of land that they control. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from the scene.
Helicopters fly low over other parts of Mosul, no longer under threat from IS fire from the ground. But despite a resounding declaration of victory early this week, militants continue to fight from under the rubble they occupy, no more than about 120 meters wide. Soldiers say most surviving militants are foreign, and men, women, and children are wearing suicide vests. The battle is also slowed by close quarters after Iraqi soldiers were injured in airstrikes against nearby IS targets.
This is VOA's Heather Murdoch in Mosul. A senior advisor to Iran's supreme leader has described Iraq's liberation of Mosul from the IS as a victory for Tehran, 2 days after Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi claimed victory in Mosul over the Islamic State. The commander of Iran's Revolutionary Guards Quds Force detailed the role his troops played in leading Iran's popular mobilization forces in their fight against Islamic State. This is